paternity. The door swung open. It was Dad. He was back after 400 years. My brothers and I were still dangling, nailed to the wall where he left us, arms excitedly skyward at the sight of him, like we knew he wanted. He picked us up one by one and tossed us, swung us through the air at arm's length, letting us hang by our armpits and his face. His mouth gaped. We reached in, curious about the smell of the opening, convinced we could take it in our hands. We searched inside him, and what we saw after reeling our limbs in, a paste. We smeared it on our heads, and from every place it touched, hair fell. We giggled, threw the residue against the wall, and watched it drool the darkest stains. Dad used ties to bind the hair together, not quite covering the bald patches. He brought gifts, pacifiers for the lot of us, and those, too, smelled like him, wherever he'd been. The last time he was here, we had chicken and a blue juice to drink. It was our first day with big boy cups, and out our mouths, the juice ran to the floor below us. He hadn't wiped up, hadn't cleared the scraps of chicken and gristle before taking off. The flies that gathered over our mouths and food waste thrived, flying to and running over the heels of our feet, passing along their gratitude, tickling us through the time before he came. But now we can finally get down. Our two grasping hands we curl to grip fists on his lower lip, stretching it to where it lets us touch ground. But we don't use the lip to run away from him, only wrap it over ourselves. He's our dad. We finally have a confidence that if he ever left again, he'd have to carry us in his mouth, the way we always carry him.